The Phoenix Art Museum underwent the most dramatic of personnel changes earlier this summer when director Amata Cruz left to take over as director and CEO of the Seattle Art Museum. Cruz's time in the Valley was controversial. She was brought in to make dramatic changes in diversity and fundraising, and some longtime supporters and volunteers were critical of her and what she implemented. Months after her departure, changes are still happening that are leaving holes in the museum's leadership. The latest is the resignation of Vanessa Davidson, curator of Latin American art. She's leaving for a position in Austin, Texas. Robert Pala of Phoenix New Times has chronicled what's been going on at Phoenix Art Museum and is with me. So, Robert, why is this latest departure by Vanessa Davidson significant? What does it tell us about what's going on at the museum?
At a really difficult time for the museum, they are losing the foundation that those curators provide.
Director Amata Cruz was given a lot of the blame, or at least when people were troubled by things that were happening there. So she has since left for Seattle. Why are people still leaving? Does this indicate something bigger going on at the museum we should know about?
We are experiencing the fallout of her having been there. This is not really about her leaving. I think it's easy to say that if you don't like the current president and you get him out of office, or he eventually leaves after a second term, that everything heals itself and we go back to being happy again. It's not true. And it certainly isn't true with this arts institution. So she's gone. But decisions that she made during the 4 years or 5 years that she was there are still playing out. People are leaving because the decisions, a couple of reasons, I think on the record, it's got to be because the decisions that were made while she was there are still in effect. And therefore, the curators and the staff are potentially unhappy about those rules and regulations. And the other thing is there were promotions and layoffs made just as she was leaving, which affected what's left of the staff of the museum. The chief curator, Gilbert Vicario, was promoted, and there were people in the institution who felt that that was not an appropriate choice. Probably they started looking elsewhere for work, if they hadn't already been looking for work elsewhere. I'm most worried about the fact that the curator of fashion has left. She was beloved, and she was well-regarded, and she brought in a great deal of revenue for the museum. And right now, that museum needs revenue. The other thing that's missing with her departure is, let's say you're not interested in Renoir or Matisse, you don't care about Phil Curtis, you're not interested in Asian art, but you might be interested in that dress that Liz Taylor wore in Butterfield 8. So you're going to go to the art museum to see a show of dresses or white dress shirts or whatever. It was a very different animal, and it was a very intelligent decision on the part of our museum to give the license to a fashion curator that was given to her. So she brought in crowds of people who didn't care about art, who probably had a really nice time and maybe thought, I think I'll come back to this place. I didn't even know it was here. And she is gone.
So all those things being said, how much rebuilding is there to be done? This is a major institution in Phoenix. You and I are both people who spent most of our lives here. Where do they go from here? You know, there's the national search, international search for right. a new director. But what is the current state of this place as far as an institution goes, and as far as an institution goes in the city of Phoenix? Has it lost its importance? Is it losing importance? Does it need to regain its footing?
It absolutely needs to regain its footing. But this is not going to be a year's project. This is going to be a decade of recovery. The folks who are left, I can tell you, having worked with them as sources on the story, are not transparent. The other thing that's true is that the chief curator is not well regarded within the institution. So word on the street might well be, don't go work there because this guy doesn't know what he's doing. I haven't met him. I'm sure he's lovely. I'll bet you he has a great depth of knowledge germane to his job there. But I've interviewed dozens of people who really need for me to know how they feel about this guy, and there's no roses in any of these stories. So this is a huge undertaking to have one international search going on for one position at any arts institution. But right now they've got three. Now they've brought Shelley Cohn in. She was in retirement from the former director of the Commission on the Arts. They brought her in to mend fences. I think Shelley Cohn needs to start her temporary position with the Phoenix Art Museum by apologizing to the community on behalf of the Phoenix Art Museum. She needs to apologize to those hundreds of volunteers who were kicked to the curb and badly treated.
It's nice that she would get that responsibility.
Oh, man. But they brought her in, you know. And then she needs to apologize to pretty much anyone else who was harmed by this recent regime that gutted our museum. It's our museum, Steve. It's not Amada's or Jim Ballinger's. This is our institution. It's there so that we can go look at beautiful things, and it's in disarray.
Robert Pala, longtime contributor to KJZZ, and of course, Phoenix New Times. Robert, thank you.
Thanks, Steve.